This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is AI Infrastructure Explained, an article from Red Hat's Topics Library, most recently updated in April 2026. Unlike the older readings this week, this one is current, so the summary can take its claims mostly at face value, while flagging where Red Hat is, naturally, talking its own book. Here is the summary. The article defines AI infrastructure as the combined hardware and software environment that lets organizations develop and deploy reliable, scalable AI and machine learning solutions. A well-designed infrastructure is what lets data scientists and developers actually get at data, deploy machine learning algorithms, and manage compute resources. The framing point is simple but worth internalizing. Models get the headlines, but infrastructure determines whether anything ships. The core of the article is a three-layer picture of the AI technology stack. At the top sits the applications layer, where humans collaborate with machines through end-to-end or end-user-facing apps, often built on open-source AI frameworks, so models can be customized to business needs. In the middle is the model layer, the AI capabilities themselves, which need a hosting solution to run. At the bottom is the infrastructure layer, the hardware, specialized processors like GPUs, the optimization and deployment software, and the cloud computing services that everything else stands on. Red Hat subdivides the model layer into general AI, like ChatGPT and DALL-E, specific AI tuned for narrow outputs like ad copy, and what it calls hyperlocal AI, specialist models aiming at the highest accuracy in their field, like scientific writing or interior design. That taxonomy is not standard industry vocabulary. Most practitioners would say foundation models, fine-tuned models, and domain-specific models. But the underlying idea, that generality trades off against specialized accuracy, is real and shows up in every build versus buy decision. A reasonable 2026 amendment. The boundary is blurring, because general frontier models with good prompting and retrieval now match many specialist models, which shifts the question from which model type to how much customization the use case really needs. The article then inventories the components you need to build, deploy, and maintain AI models. Data storage, the collection and retention of digital information at scale. Data management, knowing what data you have, where it lives, who owns it, who can see it, and how it is accessed, which is what turns raw storage into analytical insight and increasingly into a governance and compliance posture. Machine learning frameworks, the libraries and tools for building and training models. And machine learning operations, MLOps, the workflow discipline inspired by DevOps that streamlines producing, maintaining, and monitoring models in production. To this familiar list, the 2026 revision of the article adds inference optimization software, and this addition is the most current thing in the reading. It highlights VLLM, an open-source inference server that makes large language models serve responses faster by using GPU memory more efficiently, and LLMD, a Kubernetes-native framework that coordinates distributed inference at scale on top of VLLM. The vocabulary matters less than the shift it signals. The industry's center of gravity has moved from training models to serving them. For most organizations in 2026, the dominant AI infrastructure cost is inference, the per-query cost of running models in production, not training. That is also the article's most useful analytical contribution for your decision matrix assignment this week. It argues that infrastructure choices directly determine four inference outcomes: latency, how long users wait, tokens generated per second, the throughput of the system, user concurrency, how many people you can serve at once, and cost. An infrastructure that undersupports inference shows up as slow responses, bottlenecks, and runaway scaling costs. Those four are ready-made, measurable criteria for comparing AI infrastructure options, and they are criteria the older readings this week, written in the training-obsessed era, simply do not mention. On the why it matters front, the article lists the standard benefits and challenges. Benefits: scalability, the ability to scale operations up and down on demand, especially with cloud-based solutions, and automation, which reduces repetitive work, cuts errors, and speeds delivery. Challenges: First, the volume and quality of data, because AI systems learn from data at a scale traditional storage and processing were not designed for. Second, the demand for real-time analysis and decision-making, which forces the infrastructure to process data quickly and efficiently. It also gives security its own section, defending AI applications against attacks that weaken workloads, manipulate data, or steal sensitive information. Framed through the classic confidentiality integrity availability triad adapted to the AI lifecycle, with the sensible advice that you can only protect systems you genuinely understand. In 2026, you should extend that section in your head. AI security now also means defending against prompt injection, model extraction, and data poisoning, and governance frameworks like the NIST AI Risk Management Framework give you the structured vocabulary for those risks. That connects this reading directly to the NIST reading in this week's set. Be aware of the article's vantage point. Red Hat sells OpenShift, a Kubernetes platform, and a portfolio called Red Hat AI built around the VLLM inference server. So the article steers toward open source, hybrid cloud, container-based answers, and its closing sections are product pitches. The steer is not wrong. Containers and Kubernetes genuinely are the standard substrate for deploying AI workloads in 2026, and open source inference serving is a credible counterweight to proprietary cloud AI services, but you should recognize it as one vendor's worldview. The vendor-neutral version of the same argument, prefer portable, open standards at the infrastructure layer so that your model and application choices stay reversible, pulling it together for the course. This reading gives you three things: a layered mental model, applications over models over infrastructure, that organizes almost any AI architecture conversation; a component checklist, storage, data management, frameworks, ML ops, inference optimization, security, that maps directly onto rows of an infrastructure decision matrix; and four hard inference metrics, latency, throughput, concurrency, and cost, that turn a vague requirement like it should scale into something you can actually measure and compare. Where the older readings this week explain why AI needs infrastructure at all, this one tells you what the 2026 version of that infrastructure actually looks like. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.